Good morning. My name is Kate Evans-Correa, and I am the executive editor of Search CIO Mid-Market. I'm about to chat with Ron Krall, the former CIO of Quincy Medical Center in Quincy, Massachusetts, and the winner of our 2008 Mid-Market IT Leadership Award, about his innovative work there updating legacy systems without tapping out the hospital's capital budget. First, welcome, and congratulations on this award.
Thank you, Kate.
With regulations putting near strangleholds on healthcare facilities, you had quite a job ahead of you. Tell me about the project and explain the business goal.
Kate, when I walked into the door at Quincy, we had really three significant issues that was staring me in the face. We had a network that had failed about 90 days before I got there. We had physicians' practices that were being poorly served through legacy connectivity to the hospital. And we had over 200 obsolete dumb terminals that had a tremendous maintenance expense that was associated with them. And the maintenance contractor had just notified us that he was going to no longer support those terminals, that he no longer could get parts for them. So with those issues at hand, we immediately did some re-engineering of the network and managed to restore it to a very functional status, and eliminated the engineering mistakes that had been made in the past. With that out of our way, we concentrated on providing a better solution for our physician providers and started looking at the connectivity that we had, which at the time I walked in was a wall full of 4,800 baud modems, multiplexers, and devices that in the Meditech world were called terminal servers, but they were just really serial device agents. All of that equipment was old, as much of it was failing, and it was very expensive. The lines themselves were $700 per year per provider. So we knew that we at least had some operating expenses that if we could eliminate, we could provide at least $700 worth of new equipment with a completely neutral expense for the year. And by finding and testing some thin client devices, we were able to use the public internet over a SSL VPN tunnel and provide the physicians with modern equipment that exceeded the performance of the old equipment by a very wide margin and was extremely reliable. And I think we increased the physician satisfaction tremendously.
Ron, excuse me, why thin clients?
We had serial devices previously, and if we had the other deployment strategy supported by the vendor was for personal computers, and deploying personal computers and printers and supporting the personal computers and printers would have cost us significantly more than the $700 that we had available to have a annual cost-neutral solution. And I'd had previous exposure to thin client deployments that had been extremely successful. We also had the 200 dumb terminals in-house that we had to replace, and we were hoping that we could have a single solution that would work for both of our off-site providers as well as solve our in-house deployment problems. And so the thin client looked like it was going to address all of those issues with a consistent standard solution that could be deployed internally or externally.
What type of applications are you running?
The hospital is a Meditech shop. That's the core clinical application. So access to patient clinical data in that system would have been one of the applications that we were trying to support. The other application would be access into our radiology system for radiology reports. So the most lab radiology and some of the patient demographic and insurance information is always required by the physician's practices. So getting them access into those systems were the primary needs.
How long did the project take from, say, when you walked in there to the final deployment?
Well, the network was stabilized, re-engineered, and redeployed within the first 90 days. Okay. During that period of time, we were also looking at the thin client solution. It took us about 45 days to do a proof of concept to make sure that the applications that we needed to deploy would work on the thin clients. Took us another month to order, configure, and deploy the hardware. So we were doing first installs within 100 days.
And then, so tell me how things have been working now. I mean, performance, cost savings, what's it like now?
Well, we did the first provider installations, and the performance, well, number one was reliability. The old equipment would frequently fail. If it failed at either end due to a power failure or any interruption in service, usually both ends had to be contacted and equipment at both ends reset to reestablish connectivity, which required a coordinated effort of multiple people and took a lot of time. The new equipment is extremely robust, and we have had no endpoint communication failures that have required support services. So that alone made the physicians very happy. Even if it had been as slow, at least it was reliable. However, we went from a 4,800 baud serial modem connection and the associated time that it took for the connection to be established to instantly available broadband connectivity. So the performance, we did not actually quantify in transactions per second improvement, but it was a significant order of magnitude of performance improvement that was immediately obvious. Mm-hmm. Costs were neutral for the first year. So every physician that we updated would cost us nothing over the course of 12 months. And at that point, there'd be about a $700 per practice savings in following years. So it had a good return on investment. Mm-hmm. Aside from the productivity gains by not having to have staff continually supporting failed connectivity.
Tell me about the rest of your computer infrastructure there at the hospital. I know that Quincy Medical Center was one of the first to use electronic medical records, and that it is was named one of the 100 most wired hospitals. So I'm sort of curious as to what that means. But explain to me the infrastructure, what you have set up in terms of security, particularly in accessing patient records. Who uses those thin clients? Is it staff, nursing, doctors? Just sort of give us a little overview.
Sure. In 1999, Quincy was one of the 100 most wired hospitals. However, they also changed the structure. It had been a publicly owned facility up until that time. In 1999, it became a not-for-profit organization that has struggled since 1999 to have a good financial rate of return on their operations. The infrastructure really hasn't had much capital investment done since that point in time, so at this point, virtually everything qualifies as legacy equipment. The wireless security, when I walked through the door, as I said, there were a variety of engineering issues with the facility, and they were very early adopters of emergency department electronic medical record and also doing nursing notes on the floors. And most of that was supported with wireless. However, the wireless deployment was not well engineered and was left unsecured. So we had some significant issues with regard to patient confidentiality and security of the network. So we immediately secured the wireless access points and we're working to redeploy so that we had, in areas that we did have wireless, that we had coverage that was substantial enough to ensure good connectivity, and then take some of the other areas that really didn't have to be wireless off of wireless and reuse the existing equipment to provide robust areas where it was needed, and going back to hardwired again, providing robust areas where the portability was not required. So it was really looking at the assets that we had available to us and redeployed them so that they fit the business needs of the organization.
In deploying your the thin clients, it's obviously the outcome was what you had hoped for. But in building it out, what were some of the obstacles that you encountered?
Well, we had computers on wheels, cows they're often referred to, rolling carts, that were, we were early adopters, so this was aging equipment. The laptops that were on those cows were old and failing. Again, looking to have the broadest standardization possible and not having to reinvest in very expensive rolling carts, new ones. We investigated putting a thin client on the cart that supported 802.11 and retrofitting the cart with UPS. We found some thin clients that only drew about 3.5 watts of power. That's about a half of a night light in power consumption. And then the mated that with a thin panel display. And we found that we could have exactly the same physical device on the cart, a very expensive thin client, instead of a relatively expensive tablet or a laptop. And at service times that exceeded the original equipment when it was new. So again, this wasn't perhaps the most elegant solution that could be found, but it gave everybody exactly the same desktop. It gave them the portability that was needed, and it gave them good service times between recharges. So I think that we found at least a great interim solution to help the facility find some robust solutions and improved reliability with a very constrained budget.
Very good. Well, Ron, we are almost out of time, so I want to wrap it up, but I just do want to ask you one last question. What is the next hot technology that you envision, and particularly as it relates to hospitals? What will hospitals and healthcare facilities be using next?
Well, having had a number of years of experience with virtualized desktops and virtualized server environments, hospitals have, as they become more clinically centric and are not just supporting the business office, which is 9 to 5, 5 days a week, but supporting the emergency departments and the patient carriers, which are 24/7 demanding environments, I think that the ability and the robustness of virtual servers supporting thin clients, where fault tolerance can be engineered in a cost-effective manner, where a hot spares and automatic failover, again, can be engineered in a more cost-effective manner. I think that that's going to be, in the healthcare arena, something that many institutions will be looking very long and hard at, and I think that we're going to start seeing significant deployment in that area.
All right. Great, Ron. Very interesting stuff that you're talking about and that you're doing in IT. I appreciate your time. And again, congratulations on winning the Leadership Award. You've done some impressive stuff here. I appreciate you being with us today.
Kate, thank you for your time.
All righty.
Good day.